Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 18 and verse number 24. Very familiar passage of scripture. Just want to read one verse here tonight. And the Bible said, "And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." Amen. If the Lord would help me tonight, I want to preach on, amen, the God that answereth by fire. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you will. That's what the Lord laid on my heart. The God that answereth by fire. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I remember when I first got saved and my pastor then, Brother Hudson, we would go there to the local county jail. And I remember him standing there and preaching those men there in the jail. And we still do the jail ministry now and prison ministry. But I remember him saying, he said, "When I got saved in the fire." Amen. I didn't get saved in a funeral home. Let somebody say amen tonight. And can I remind us in this church house tonight, if there is anything that we are needing, it is the God that answered by fire. Amen. He's the one, hallelujah, that confirms. He is the one that helps us. He is the one that helps us. He is the one that touches us. It is the God that answers by fire. We read here in the Word of God of how that Elijah, there was a duel going on, if you will, with the prophets of Baal, and as they begin to come, and the Lord began to speak to Elijah here, amen, and as he began to speak to him, the presence of the Lord came down, and as I looked at these scriptures, I began to realize that there was a part here that Elijah had to play, and as he got there on the top about Carmel there, the Bible said, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Amen. And I got to thinking about that. And I got to wondering. I wonder who used to go up there and pray on the top of the mountain. I wonder who used to be up there. Amen. Praying and seeking God for the fire to fall. I wonder who used to pray and get a hold of the Holy Ghost. Bible said, and he repaired. That means it was tore up. That means it wasn't what it one time was. Praise the Lord. And as it was, wasn't it? It was not what it one time was. The Bible said that he repaired that. And as he did, praise the name of the Lord. I got the warning, was it fear of Ahab and Jezebel that caused the altar, amen, to be neglected? Or was it just neglect itself where the altar, nobody took care of it? But can I remind us tonight, if we're ever going to hear, amen, the God that answers by fire, we're going to have to find an altar again. We're going to have to repair the altar of the Lord again and get a hold of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One thing about it, Elijah realized he had to pray it through. Praise God. He had to pray it through. Amen. We're going to have to pray some things through if the God that answers by fire is going to come down. You hear me? I said we're going to have to pray it through if the God that answers by fire is going to come down in our midst. Praise the name of the Lord. I heard a story. There was a young preacher. Excuse me. There was a young preacher that I know, and he began to tell me there was a time that he was going to the church, and him and his wife, and he said that the pastor got very sick and said that he couldn't He wasn't, the church was just, there's some situations that had come up and said that he couldn't, amen, he wasn't being fed. So he got to praying. He said, God, he said, what would you have me to do? Lord began to deal with him after praying, and God began to deal with him on a certain church to go to, and said that the Lord laid this church on his heart. So they begin to drive. I believe it was close to maybe 2 hours. And they begin to drive 2 hours one way and then 2 hours back. And after going there to that church for a while, they said that the pastor of the church came to him and said, brother, said, I want you to pray about being my assistant pastor. Amen. And he began to wonder, said, man, I just don't know what he's thinking. Amen. For me to be an assistant pastor is what he said. And so he told his wife. And his wife said, what was he thinking? Amen. I mean, if you really want to know about you, just ask your family. Praise God, they'll tell you. Or your children. They'll tell you sometime when you really don't want to know. Praise God. But anyway, they begin to pray about it. And the senior pastor said, hey, I want you to pray about. So he got to praying, and it seemed like he just couldn't hear from heaven. Said the pastor came to him, said, have you heard from the Lord yet? He said, no, brother, I hadn't. Amen. The next service, have you heard from the Lord yet? He said, no, I hadn't. Amen. This went on and on and on. About 4 months of being a year and a half, said the pastor, quit asking him. Amen. And he said, he went home one night and said when he went home, said he began to pray and seek the face of God. Amen. I said all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came down. Amen. And God spoke to his heart. And God showed him what he needed to do. Amen. And he said to himself, he said, I'm not going to say anything to the pastor. I'm not going to say a word to him. He hadn't asked me in 4 months. And said, I'm going to just leave it alone. And so anyway, he said the next day, that day come around in the night. And the phone rung. And when it did, it was the pastor on the other end. And his pastor said, have you prayed this through yet? Amen. And he said, yes, sir, I have prayed it through. And he said, the pastor didn't say, all right, come on. But he said, what did the pastor say? Amen. And he began to tell him what the pastor said. And said, all of a sudden on the other end, the pastor began to holler, woo! Amen. Woo! He said, I've been waiting a year and a half for you to hear the word of God. Hey, but I'm going to tell you, if we'll keep on praying, we will hear God after a while. Hallelujah. We'll keep praying and get it prayed through. The God that answers by fire will come down in our midst. Amen. He said, so the pastor told him a story. He lived almost, I think, close to 2 hours. He said, man, I got a house here. Said, the church is over there. So what do I do? Amen. Pastor, I think, told him one day, he said, listen, he said, when God called me to this church, he said, a man came and stood on my front doorstep and said, I want to buy this house. That's what the pastor said when God was sending him to where he was at. Amen. He said, well, I said, okay. Man, so he went back home and he said, well, he was going to help God out. So he went and got a for sale sign. Amen. By owner. Said he went out there and I guess he was getting ready, Brother Lord, to take that for sale sign and stick it up. Had said about that time his phone rang. It was his pastor on the other end saying, son, what are you doing? Hey, I'm about to set out this for sale sign in front of my house. It said, the pastor told him, said, did not I tell you, praise God, that God sent somebody to buy my house? Amen. And when he did, he said, I took that for sale sign, I threw it in the garage, amen, and I left it there. And he said, the next day my phone rang, and there was a man on the other line that said, I want to buy your house. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when the God that answers my fire, when he comes down, we will know that it is God. We will have to question it, but we will know that it is God that answers my fire. Amen. He said, I fell on the other line. He said, sir, you ain't never seen my house. He said, no. He made an appointment. He walked in the front door of the house, walked down the hallway. Man came back, said, how much you want for it? He said, well, said, I don't know. I ain't had time to figure it out. Amen. God's working so fast. Amen. Said, all of a sudden, said, he come up with a price. Told the man. The man said, consider it sold. Consider it sold. Man, when I was praying, I felt the Holy Ghost deal with my heart. Young people, can I tell you tonight, I don't care how beautiful she is. If it ain't God's will, you better leave it alone. Praise God. You hear me? I said, I don't care how she turned your eyes googled. Amen. That'll be the second most important decision in your life. Amen. From being saved is the woman or man that you pick. Amen. For life. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Ma'am, I don't care how big and strong his arms are. Hallelujah. Better pray it through and make sure it's God's will. Amen, sir. You better pray it through and make sure it's God's will. Amen. Because can I tell you tonight? There is a God that answers my fire, and he will let you know what the divine will of an almighty God is. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to hurt you. I'm just trying to help you tonight. Praise God. There is a God that answers my fire. But you're going to have to pray it through. You're going to have to get on your knees and say, God, I want your divine will. I want your divine anointing. I'm going to repair the order. I want to hear from God. Amen. Brother Livingston, I can't afford not to have the fire. To have the God that answers by fire. Amen. I've got young folks back home right now. Amen. Some standing in the valley of decision. I can't afford not to have the fire burning in the house. I said, I can't afford not, amen, to have the God of heaven that answers by fire. I can't afford not to have him. And somebody say, amen. I want to tell you the God. Ain't love a God that answers by fire. He wants to come in here tonight. He wants to touch you tonight. He wants you to prepare and repair your altar again. Praise God. Would you raise your hand? Ask the Holy Ghost. Help us right now. Praise God. I preach it on the God that answereth my fire. Oh, glory to God. The God that answereth my fire. Let him be God. Elijah said, how long halt you between two opinions? It's what he said to start with. God be God. Amen. Brother Flowers, what you preached this morning. Amen. God be God, serve him. Amen. He gave us the word of God. He gave us the spirit of the Lord. If God be God, then serve him. Got to thinking about Gideon. You know what Gideon was? He was just an old farmer boy. Amen. Amen, Brother Eugene. He's here. I enjoyed that message this morning. Amen. But I got to thinking about Gideon. The Lord dealt with me on this earlier. Amen. Gideon, he was just an old farmer boy. He didn't have a military background. He wasn't a commander in chief. He didn't have a doctorate degree in theology. I thank God for everyone that does. Amen. And he didn't have all of that. But I tell you what Gideon was. He was a man that was willing to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. And the Midianites came. Amen. And they was going to fight against him. And God told him. Amen. God began to deal with him to take three things. And it wasn't ordinary fighting utensils. But God said, take a trumpet. Amen. To take a picture. And then take a light. Praise God. Amen. Take a trumpet. And take a picture. And take a light. Amen. And do as I do is what he said. Amen. And he narrowed it right on down from thousands to only 300 men. God got to dealing with my heart. Sister Prescott, before that light could ever shine, the vessel first had to be broken. Praise God. Oh, Holy Ghost. The pitcher first had to be broken. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost breathing. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, before the fire will ever fall, our vessels will have to be broken. Our pitchers will have to be broken. Our will have to be broken. And in the midnight, they broke those pitchers. Amen. They sounded those trumpets. And then they held that light. As I looked at it, it was a torch. It was a flaming fire. And the God that answered by fire. Amen. My God. The God that answered by fire. He came down. Raise your hand. That's the Holy Ghost. And the God that answered by fire, he came down. Praise God, he came down. And that light shone bright. Amen, that torch raised high. And the God that answered by fire came down and began to fight the fight. Too many times we're trying to fight the fight in our own self. Amen. We're trying to fight God's battle when God just wants our pitcher to be broke and our vessel to be broke, that the fire of Christ and the fire of the Holy Ghost could be raised high. Amen. And lifted up. And God moved so much. He moved so much that they begin to fight amongst themselves. Just a former boy that said, I'm willing to be used. Just a former boy that said, God, hey man, let my vessel be broke. Hey man, do you know Gideon was not, hey man, willing for everybody else to do something he wasn't willing to do. He said, do as I do. He broke that vessel and the Holy Ghost began to move. Praise God. Oh, glory. Raise your hand right now. I said, raise your hand right now. I believe the Holy Ghost wants to help us. I believe the fire, the God that answereth by fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I got about 6 minutes. Amen. I remember Tim, he raised us preacher boys. Here's what he told us. He said, if they give you 15 minutes, don't take 16. Praise God. That's what he said. You know what it did? It taught me responsibility. Praise God. It taught me to respect authority. Praise God. Come on now. Amen. So when he says 15, praise God, it'll be 15. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Oh, and he also taught us, he said, when you in another man's pulpit, he said, that pastor is your pastor. If he tells you to sit down, sit down. Praise God. Amen. But can I tell you tonight, I got to thinking about the book of Revelation and how that the church of Laodicea, amen, God saw. And he said, neither cold nor you're hot. But he said, you're lukewarm. Praise God. And what Jesus was referring to through John, those waters that went to Laodicea, they were pumped in. And it was said by time they got to where they were going, that it was not cool right out of the well because they had to be pumped in. Amen. And when it got to where it was going, it didn't go through a furnace to be hot enough for you to soak your feet, for it to be therapeutic and help you out. So by the time it got there, it was lukewarm. Amen. You know what Jesus said about the church of Laodicea? He said, you're neither cold nor you're hot, but you are lukewarm. Amen. And he said, because you're lukewarm, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. And as I looked at it and studied it, I found out there was hope, Brother Shoecraft. And I may be wrong, and if I am, hey man, please let me know. But I never read where Jesus spewed them out of his mouth. But he gave them hope. You know what he said? He said, repent. He said, repent. Hallelujah, repent. Amen, get it prayed through. Praise God, get it right. And he said, when you do, you will be an overcomer like I have overcome. Praise. You know what he was saying? He said, get the fire back. That's what he was saying. He said, get the fire back. He said, get the fire back. Amen, pray until you get it prayed through. Amen. And then in the end of it, we find in verse 38, when Elijah repaired the altar, when Elijah got it prayed through, the Bible said, then the fire of the Lord fell. Praise God. Then it fell. Hey man, I've been feeling some fire fall around this place. Praise God. I said, I've been feeling some fire. Then the fire of the Lord fell. Amen. And Elijah said, the God that had set my fire, let him be God. And everybody fell on their face and said, the Lord, amen, he is the God. The Lord, he is God. I want to tell you, when the Holy Ghost falls, amen, we won't have to explain it to anybody. They will know that the Lord that answered by fire has fallen in the house. Praise God. And as I looked at this, they fell on their face. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Brother Prescott, it fell right in from the fire falling until Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. Woo! I said it went right from the fire to the rain falling. Praise God, Brother Flowers. I remember there in Saltillo, as we was there on that Friday night, amen, as the power of the Holy Ghost fell. And we didn't know exactly what all happened in that service that night in Mexico. But about 4 or 5 months later, we found out Sister Debbie, amen, she sent us a testimony that said there was a mother there that had a little boy. That said that little boy was having stomach problems for over a year. Amen, but when she came to the altar with her little boy, amen, the God that answered by fire came down. And they interpreted that God healed that little boy. Amen. I want to tell you, when the fire falls, healing will take place in the house of God. I said healing will take place. Great love of God in the house of the Lord. When the God that answereth by fire falls, healings will take place. Conviction will take place. Salvation, sanctification by the fire, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and with fire. And it will rain in the house with the Spirit of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And people will leave this place anointed and challenged and helped. Amen. And have hope. That I'm going to fight another battle. I'm going to hold on another day. I'm going to say another prayer. I'm going to fast another meal. Would you raise your hand and just thank the Holy Ghost right now? Amen. We appreciate the Lord.